You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
26 years young, second year as a starter, one out away from his first complete. First pitch is swung on and flared into right and hangs up. It's caught by Abreu, and for the first time in his career, Garrett Crochet has thrown a complete game. He shuts out the Rays. The Red Sox win their ninth in a row, 1-0 on a Crochet Picasso.
So that's a Crochet Picasso.
Sure was.
Picasso, not for everyone, right?
No.
I'm no art major. Art history
Cubism?
Major.
Cubism?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
I don't think Picasso was for everyone. Crochet is for everyone.
Crochet is for everyone. Is that lady still crocheting stuff in the outfield? Well, that was her thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. That was her gimmick.
It was.
You gotta stick with your gimmick.
It does beg other questions that we don't need to dive into.
No, we don't.
But, yeah, is she still out there for starts? I'm not sure.
That was a quick one.
That was never.
The game was over quick.
That was never quite in my algorithm. You were in the ballpark on Saturday.
I was there. Yep, I was there.
So, Crochet, dominant again. Unbelievable way to finish up the first half. He's not going to pitch in the All-Star game. He was given a little extra rest, an extra day going into the break. He's going to be given a longer rest coming out of the break. Which is probably the right way to handle him, turning it over to the second half of the year. How do you get him some help? And I'll just tell you, for as good as the Red Sox have been, and I'm with you, you know, the idea of them potentially winning a World Series, that being the ceiling, I do think that's in play with how well they've played and with what feels like a sustainable level of talent on offense. They're not going to, as you said, Keith, never lose again.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Sadly, it's happening.
Every bang-bang play is going to go their way. That's what happens in a win streak. Like, you were at the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
The play at the plate by Toro was unbelievable.
It was.
The play yesterday by Rafaela was a little more fortunate. Like, the Toro play was unbelievable. The play yesterday was fortunate because Rafaela didn't come up with the catch. He did have the wherewithal to throw to third and get that runner. The lead runner held up going around third and hadn't scored yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the run stays off the board. Like, your luck's going to run out on
stuff. How Meyer scored on the obstruction.
Good point. Another one.
Yep.
So, like, your luck's going to run out on that. When you're in a win streak, you need some of that luck to go your way. Maybe it's all leveling out because they were never going to lose every single one-run game like they were earlier this year. So maybe they were due some good fortune. I also just think you kind of play your way into that. When you start playing the right way and you start playing better, you'll make your own luck. And I feel like there's some of that going on with the Red Sox now. But that is a reason to go out and fortify the team and not just talk yourself into this is what we are now.
Yeah.
They've been somewhat fortunate with those bang-bang plays. I think Giolito and Bayo are pitching way over their head, never mind the potential of an injury somewhere in there. So you shouldn't look at this, Craig Breslow, and I don't think he will, but I don't know. You shouldn't look at this and say, this is now what we are, and leave it be. You got to go fortify. You got to go add at the deadline.
Yeah, and the last several years, they've always been in it, and then they've made decisions, and then they were out of it. Right? Like, most of those decisions under Chaim Bloom were just sort of like, I don't really know, trade our catcher, not really add, not actually deal away our pieces that might get something in return. We've gone over a bunch of times how Breslow made moves last year, but not impactful moves. But one thing that's been pretty consistent is whether they were one or two games out or tied or three games out, they would fall apart afterwards. And Alex Cora teams in August have been a mess. And so one of the reasons why I'm convinced is they would get themselves in a position where they thought that the management should buy and they didn't. And then Cora would kind of pout about it. And then I think it would sort of trickle down to the team. And then it would just, I mean, part of this may be human nature, right? Like, all right, well, if you don't think we can win, then like, oh, okay. And then things would get kind of, would fall apart on them. This year, there's no excuses this year. Like, you have to buy in on this team. And then I think if they do, maybe that will change things around. Maybe their second half fortunes will be different this year than in previous years.
Well, you pointed this out last week. The most tangible one I can think of for when they sat out a deadline and completely tanked was when they traded Vasquez. Mm-hmm. And Cora and Bogarts cried about it for like a month straight, and the team went right into the dumper. And that ended up, by the way, being a good trade. They got Willy Abreu out of it, which was a worthwhile trade, but those guys couldn't get out of the way of their own tears to pay attention to the season and try for the rest of that year. And that was Bogarts. I know everybody thought he was a great leader and a great teammate, and he was. That was an area where he let the team down, and Cora allowed that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The other way would be adding Schwarber in 2021. They went out, they fortified, they went on a run. I mean, they really went on a run in the postseason. The ballpark was electric.
And that
for
was a delayed one, remember? Because he wasn't ready away. Everybody was kind of pissed.
And
then they turned things
and it's not like they traded for him and then just took off. I mean, they had the back end of the playoffs the final weekend of the year that season. But I think that illustrates how you could go one of two ways. And for how bad Cora's been in August, and the teams have been under Cora in August, go out and add early. You have 9 difficult games against first-place teams coming out of the break. I'm not telling you make a trade today. I'm sure most of the league's frozen. You probably don't even make one Thursday or Friday, but the earlier you make one, the better, because the team has dropped off in August consistently, and the schedule's about to get real, real difficult. I'm not saying they can't handle it without a trade, but I'd rather see them try to handle it with a trade than not.
They've had a losing record in August every year since 2020.
That includes 2021.
Thanks a lot, COVID.
That includes 2021.
Yeah, even 2021.
Interesting.
Because I forget, I can look this up, but when Kyle Schwarber made his debut, like, it wasn't right away.
That's
it took
true.
A little while.
That is
and
true.
Then maybe they started to heat up a little bit, and then they were better the final month. But yeah, every single year, even if they've been hovering right around it, you could set your watch to it. They would have a losing record in August, and then that would essentially play them out. And then by September, you're like, they needed a miracle, you know, to turn it around and get into the playoffs.
Text line goes, add what, Jones? Impact starter. We said
starting
it a million
pitcher.
Times.
Starting pitcher.
So who is that? Try to put a name to a face. The names I've said. I like Edward Cabrera in Florida. He's now hurt.
I mean, Joe Ryan's the one that's got tossed out there a lot. Of course, I would like him.
Joe Ryan. The pitchers in Seattle. We've talked about Luis Castillo, guys like that. So those are just some names. You come up with them. But someone better than Bayo and Giolito. I'm not saying necessarily pitching better right this second than those
people
guys.
People have said Paul Skeens.
Yeah, that would be. Look, I'd be on board with adding Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade. You hear Shime say this morning. He'd trade Roman Anthony for Paul Skeens. I'm not sure I'd do that.
I don't even think it's necessary.
But I, those are the kind of arms I'm talking about.
Yeah, like Dylan Cease, does that do anything for you? Because the Padres have
been...
He's
not having a good year,
no,
but he's probably the guy I would want the most from that rotation, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
But that's what it is. That's
Mitch Keller?
That's what they need to go at. No, thank you. Not Mitch Keller. And definitely not Nick Pivetta.
Sandy Alcantara?
No, I thought I wanted Sandy Alcantara.
I thought so, too.
Then I looked at his numbers, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Don't they have another guy pitching well in Florida? Perez? Is that his name?
Maybe.
Yuri Perez.
What is it?
Yuri Perez.
Yeah.
He's pretty young. I think he's been good, though.
Okay, so is he, like, cost-controlled? He's not a guy they would deal. Okay, so I take that one back. But, like, I don't know.
According to Gemini, you could get Seth Lugo,
yeah.
Michael Soroka,
good.
Andrew Heaney.
Okay, well, I like Lugo.
Aaron Civale? No way.
Could have had him off the scrap heap.
Yeah.
Back to the drawing board there, Gemini.
Yeah.
But that's,
Yuri Perez is still in pre-arbitration.
Okay, so they're not going to get him. So strike that from the record. But, like, go find an impact starter.
MLB.com. Headline. Need pitching? Here are 20-plus starters who could be traded.
Good.
Tyler Anderson.
Nope.
Kyle Hendricks. Luis Severino.
Don't think so.
Jeremy Springs.
Kyle Hendricks is still in baseball?
Freddy Peralta. Jose Quintana.
Oh, actually, Freddy Peralta, not bad.
Yep. Zach Gallen.
Okay.
Merrill Kelly.
Okay.
So those are both with the Snakes, maybe you call them. Alcantara. Edward Cabrera with the Marlins.
Look, I don't get this either.
Zach Eflin.
Text line. What are you guys subtracting? You don't need to subtract anything off the team. I don't know why people can't get that through their heads.
Screaming about that.
You can trade prospects. I don't get it. You don't need to subtract anything. You just trade prospects. You don't need to subtract anything off the team.
Crazy pills.
It is. It really is.
You, in fact, not only can you trade prospects, it's more likely that's what the team would want back in return.
Correct.
Because a trash bag team that is going to be a seller at the deadline wants your lottery ticket. That's baseball trades since they've allowed trades. That's how it works.
It's more likely than trading
it's
Durant.
It's way more
I
likely.
I would say, especially now that they're experimenting with Rafael at second base. We'll get to that coming up. What's the biggest reason for their turnaround pitching-wise, Keith? Is it just these guys were bound to pitch better? Is there something tangible in their approach? Like, what do you think?
Well,
it
I
is?
Think it's got to be have something to do with the approach. I do think this is where I will acknowledge the opponents that they have played. Like, I'll take it. A win is a win is a win. You struggled against bad teams earlier in the year. You're now beating them. However, having, what, six straight games against the Nationals lineup and the Rockies lineup will help your pitching staff.
Yep.
Like, it just, I think it will. We had a texter point out how after Lucas Giolito got absolutely shelled in that one day game going back a few weeks ago, he just, everything he put up there got crushed. They claimed anyway, they worked on mechanics, they found something or tweaked something or did something, and he's been a lot better. Because he's the one that really stands out to me.
Even more so than Bayo.
Yeah, because Crochet has been nails all year, and then Bayo has been pretty good all year. He was good the second half of last year, so that's sort of trended in the right direction. The bullpen's been pretty solid. Chapman's been an all-star, and he's been really good all year. So if you're looking at like even one guy for me to really change how we viewed the rotation to how we view it now, I think it's Giolito.
Yeah, and in that clip we played for you earlier this hour from Breslow when he was on with the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast and Rob Bradford, he referenced Bayo going back to the All-Star break last year, which I said earlier, I think he was stealing that right from Nick. I think he's listening to this show.
I think he is.
Stealing that right from Nick. The Rays, by the way, are, and you just mentioned the schedule's gotten easier. They pitched pretty well against the Rays, who are fifth in the AL in runs scored in the top 10 offense in baseball. So I'll grant you that against the Rockies. I'll grant you that against the Nationals. The Rays have actually been pretty good offensively. I do think if you want a tangible change in approach, I do think they're throwing more fastballs.
Yeah.
And they're getting away from breaking stuff. They're getting away from spinny stuff. They're leaning in on fastballs. Bayo's an example of that, throwing more fastballs than he ever has. If you want a change there, and I don't know who that is that the pitcher is just saying, we're doing this? Is that Bailey and Breslow? Like, I'm not even sure who to give credit to. But I do think that's the biggest change in their approach. And I would look at Bayo specifically, how many fastballs he's throwing, how many ground balls he's getting. That's a change. Wally is in Fall River. What's up, Wally?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I mean, it's really, right now is crunch time. You got a little over 2 weeks to the deadline. I mean, we always forget other teams are going to make moves, too. I'm sure other teams are interested in Joe Ryan and mm-hmm. Dylan Cease. But can you imagine, say in a week, we got Ryan or Dylan Cease or Matt Olson or Naylor. Can you imagine what it would do for this team? They proved to everybody in New England, that they're in a hunt. Now, Breslow can't be pokey. You know, he can't wait till the last minute or whatever. But you're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to give up Durant if you want to get a real good pitcher.
I feel like we've illustrated this. I reject you have to give up Durant to get a good pitcher.
So I don't know why.
Again, I'll say this.
That's been such a point for everybody.
I feel like I shouldn't have to repeat this, but I will. How'd you get Crochet again? Who'd you give up off your big league roster for Crochet? How about Sale?
Nobody off the big league.
How about
nobody
back
off the big league. Nobody off the big league.
See, you don't need to do that.
Well,
I don't know why people keep saying that. He does make a good point, though, about the rest of the league is going to get better. And if you don't get Joe Ryan, somebody else might. Or if you don't get, you know, pitcher X, Dylan Cease, somebody else might. And so it's not all stagnant. It's not just, well, we don't need to improve because we're going to get Houck back and Bregman just came back. And, you know, Yoshida just got back here and there's still Christian Campbell waiting in the wings. Other teams are going to make moves. And if you sit there and twiddle your thumbs, you're going to get left in the dust. So that's another reason to make a trade. I agree with that. 617-779-7937. Let me give you another indication that the Red Sox are looking to now hang on to Jarren Duran.
Yes.
That would be Seydon Rafaela and his position on the field. How do the Red Sox figure out their logjam? We got some evidence of that over the weekend. We'll give you our thoughts on it coming up next.
The Red Sox Station. WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
I think Saddam will be part of the mix somehow, some way. I mean, and it's not like he's going to play five times a week, six times a week at second base. But here and there, to get all the lefties in the lineup, we're considering that, you know, like giving one or maybe two starts at second so we can get everybody else in the lineup.
Alex Cora discussing Seydon Rafaela at second base. I'd call it an experiment, Keith. It sounds like it's actually a plan.
Yeah.
What do you think of the plan? Getting Rafaela, who might be the best defensive center fielder in baseball, not playing him at short, but playing him at second base. What do you think of that approach?
I'm good with it because it makes your lineup the best it can possibly be. You got a lot of guys that really should probably be in the lineup every day. You can't do it. You know, Yoshida is back now. You want Roman Anthony playing every single day. You haven't traded, and you and I are now at the point, don't trade Jarren Duran, Willy Abreu, Rafaela, Marcelo Meyer, Bregman. Like, you have a lot of guys that need to play. And so if you can do that, I'll take it. And I know Rafaela is great in center field. But guess what? If he's at shortstop too, he's pretty good. Or second base, he's pretty good second baseman. And now you have a really good defensive infield. And you're not like a disaster by any means by having Jarren Duran take over center. I know he's been an adventure at times, but still, an Abreu, Duran, Anthony outfield shouldn't be that bad defensively. And Rafaela is so good where you don't want his, if you're like, oh, we need to play these other outfielders, just take him out. No. He needs to be in the lineup too. So if he could do second base, let him do it. I'm all for it. Now, months ago, I thought he was just going to be sort of everybody's backup. That's wrong, but it still speaks to the flexibility that he has. He's willing to do it. Everybody on the team is willing to do it, which I don't think is any small coincidence that the way they're playing, the way they're all getting along, the way they're celebrating and seem to be enjoying playing right now. It's each guy is willing to do whatever it takes to win, and this is just the latest example of it. You have a Gold Glove center fielder playing second base when need be.
Yeah, where are all the people saying Seydon Rafaela should have told Cora to go screw and he should have waited for the owner to come meet him in Kansas City before he moved off of center field. Where's everybody saying that?
Yeah.
So I do give Rafaela a lot of credit. He has his contract. He has his money. He's playing at a high level. He could have told him to F off. He didn't. Maybe he would have if Devers was still here telling people to F off. I don't know. So I give him credit for moving. He feels to me a little bit of a waste at second base. I mean, Keith, this is the Jones and Keith midseason gold glover on the team.
Uh-huh.
And most surprising, parentheses, good.
Yeah.
Those are the superlatives we handed out earlier. You can seek those out on your own at Jones and Keith and on the Odyssey app. So it feels like they're wasting him to a degree at second base. But if you put it the way you just did, and I will, if the alternative is to clear up the logjam, I can either play Rafael at second base some days to get all my lefties in the lineup against right-handed pitching, or I can subtract Duran off the team. I'd rather this. I would rather this is what they do. Keep Duran. I think part of the reason they are toying around with this and going forward with this as a plan is because it's an indication they are keeping Duran, which I'm now on board with. I wavered a couple of weeks ago, as did you. But I'm now back to, I wouldn't move him. He seems to be digging out of it a little bit. And if he needs a day off against left-handed pitching, fine. But I'd rather have Duran on the team. Rafaela at second base, to me, is more palatable than subtracting Duran. Figure out another way to go get pitching. That's Breslow's job. Put together whatever prospects, non-prospects, whatever you have to go get a starter. But I don't want to include Duran. And if the byproduct is playing Rafaela at second, I'm okay with
it. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Because right now, with all the players that are up here, who's going to be most impacted by having extra bodies? I feel like it might be just Cora trying to balance it all, which is fine. Okay, you're paying him a ton of money. You're the manager.
Second highest paid manager in the sport, I think. So figure it out. Yeah.
Because I think you can still find a way to, you know, once this really gets going again and you're playing six games a week, everybody gets one day off pretty much. And then, but they also might pinch hit that game. And like you might play every game still, depending on how you go about it. And this just adds to that flexibility, right? Because Marcelo Meyer can also play second base. Rafaela can play second base. Romy Gonzalez can play second base. You know, this is why, and I know he's, you know, got sent down, but you didn't need David Hamilton's. You don't need to like tinker with some of these other like bottom of the roster guys. You don't need Nate Eaton. You don't need those guys to play anymore, but you just might have to hop positions around a little bit. Now, the other thing, which is unfortunate, but at some point, somebody's probably going to get hurt, and then that sort of solves all that anyway. 100%. But
so,
in the meantime.
But so
because how short-sighted would it be if you trade Jaren Duran, then Willy Abreu gets hurt, and now you're like, Nate Eaton's called back up.
Right.
You're like,
okay. Exactly. So I would much rather trade from the minor league system, not to be a broken record on it, but I would much rather trade from there than off the big league roster.
Yeah.
What they're doing at the big league level offensively feels sustainable. Again, I think they're fourth in baseball in runs scored. They're second in the American League. They trail only the Yankees offensively. Their offense feels sustainable. If you're telling me their defense, they're playing over their heads and they're pitching over their heads and Chapman and Crochet even at some point might drop a half step, fine. I'll acknowledge all of that. Offensively, I think this is what they are. And I don't think you need to add to it. I certainly wouldn't subtract from it. All in on pitching. That's what Breslow was brought here to do.
Yeah.
He keeps drafting pitchers over and over again. That's one way to hopefully, in a year or two, fortify it. In the meantime, trade from the farm system, help the pitching. And you could really, really go on a real deep playoff run into October.
All right, so this text, I understand it, but I would reject it. So the text is, if this is the plan, meaning Rafaela playing some second, Meyer playing some second, if this is the plan moving forward, we need to trade Christian Campbell this deadline. So I disagree. I understand where you're coming from. He's a top prospect. He was rookie of the month. But then looked really bad. He's now down there in what it appeared to be a blocked position. But the roster is going to change in the offseason.
Yeah.
Marcelo Meyer eventually is going to be your shortstop. And Trevor Story is going to be who knows where. So I wouldn't trade Campbell now because of that. I think this is just what it looks like right now. Like, go back to 2013, right, when like Middlebrooks and Bogarts were playing short and whatever else. You wouldn't like trade one of those guys just because Stephen Drew was the shortstop.
Right.
Like, eventually you were going to move guys around a little bit. So, yeah. The way guys are playing and based on health, I don't know if Christian Campbell has a role this season on the team, but it doesn't mean he's not going to be a factor even starting next year.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing about Campbell I say about everybody else. Like, tell me what the return is, and maybe I'll deal him.
Yeah, he's not untradeable.
But I'm not – my default position isn't I want to trade him now and just give him away. That's not my default position. You know, people that, what's he proven? Well, at the big league level, he was the rookie of the month in April. Then he struggled. Yeah. He's not the first rookie that's happened to.
No.
He's not tearing the cover off the ball in Worcester right now. I think we looked it up earlier in the show. He's hitting 200 with a home run.
Well,
that's not good. Those are Rafi Devers numbers out in San Francisco.
Yep.
But he has hit in the minors before. I personally, maybe not everybody feels this way, I still personally believe in Christian Campbell long term. He might not help the team this year, but I believe in him long term. I'm not itching to trade him. We're also getting texts about Cassis. Where does Cassis fit into the
play? He's out for the year.
Who cares?
He's out for the year.
Like, I don't, that's next year's problem.
Whatever.
That's next year's problem. I'm not worried one bit about Tristan Cassis
honestly,
this year.
Honestly, like, they don't really have an everyday first baseman. So if you want to ask, I guess he could be your first baseman until he gets hurt next year. Feels like that's sort of the inevitable thing.
Yeah, that's fine. Hopefully he comes back next year and he's a part of the first base mix if they don't sign Pete Alonso or somebody like that. But that's next year's problem. We're not talking about that. And I don't think he has any trade value to get you anything in the meantime.
No.
617-779-7937. Phone calls there on Jones and Keefe. We'll continue to talk Red Sox if you want. We got Grab Bag and Clip du Jour on the way next hour. Plus, we'll get back to the Patriots. Drake May. Is Josh Allen still a fair comp for Drake May? And Robert Kraft actually said some nice things about Bill Belichick. I think we should get to that as well next.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.